According to a Gallup poll, nearly 80% of Americans, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, like the way President-elect Barack Obama is handling the transition. But there is discontent. Much of it is coming from the left wing of Mr. Obama's own party and is being fueled by the blogosphere. NPR's Ina Jaffe has more.
Okay, we knew Barack Obama wasn't really a liberal, says Chris Bowers of the blog OpenLeft.com. But Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, Robert Gates staying on as Secretary of Defense, and retired General Jim Jones as National Security Advisor? Why, asks Bowers, did all three of Mr. Obama's top national security picks have to be people who supported the war in Iraq?
Opposing the Iraq war from the start should have practically been a litmus test in order for someone to hold such a position under an Obama administration, especially given that he largely won the election, at least in the primary, due to his opposition to the war.
And, says Bowers, as a Democrat, he's concerned that Mr. Obama's picks for National Security Advisor and Secretary of Defense are both Republicans.
Bill Clinton's second term also featured a Republican Secretary of Defense. And for Democrats to continuously put Republicans in such high-ranking positions over the military sends a very clear signal that the Democratic Party isn't even confident that Democrats can run the military.
Liberal bloggers may have actually had some impact on at least one of Barack Obama's appointments. Last month, John Brennan, formerly a top official in the CIA, removed himself from consideration as the next head of the intelligence agency. This was after he'd been pilloried in the blogs for defending the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques that critics call torture. It was a big victory for the blogosphere, says John Amato of the Crooks and Liars blog.
You can't deny the fact that liberal blogs are a very powerful force in American politics today. And if you've been on the wrong side of torture, you're going to have a big problem with liberals and with progressives.
And this is no time for progressives to get complacent, says Kevin Martin, who runs Peace Action. A lot of people on the left, says Martin, have the wrong impression of Barack Obama.
You know, Obama said he wanted to get out of Iraq. He's not Bush or McCain, so he must be Gandhi. You know, that's the perception out there. Well, of course, he's not Gandhi. And I don't see U.S. military policy changing a whole lot under an Obama administration, unless the people who empowered themselves to help put him in office hold him accountable to the promises that he made or that they thought he was making.
But not every liberal blogger is giving the president-elect a hard time. John Amato of Crooks and Liars, for instance.
Can we at least allow Obama to start governing before we take him apart? You know, let him be sworn in. Give the guy a chance. That's what I'm saying.
There'll be plenty of time to criticize him later, says Amato, when he actually starts doing something. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.